This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room. Man, you know the drill. Well, I'll sit back and wait for you to repeat it. What do you think? Right? I mean, seriously, head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's a bunch of things you can do. I mean, a bunch that you can do up there on the website. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us and the time that you're spending being involved in the conversation. I really do. I really do appreciate the time that you're involved in the conversation. I do appreciate the time that you get involved in what we're saying and what we're doing. And you add to the conversation, head up to the website, therealside.com, because what you're going to find is an active chat room. Yeah, I know, old terms. Active chat room. Right? Smarter people than I are in that chat room and in the Facebook feed as well. You'll find people in there, too, that know more than I do about a lot of things. Look, to a big degree, I'm just like you. The only difference is I get to do this for a living. I get to do the research during the day, a lot of you people sending me information. So I get to play that way, where some of you don't. And I very much appreciate the time that you take giving me some of the data that I need. Some of the stuff that I need. After the first break, in the next hour, listen to me. Dr. Bridget Milson is going to join me. She's a family and marriage therapist. She's been on lots of shows. She's been on Dr. Phil, Fox News, CNN, MSNBC, ABC, all of them. And I've been saying that my problem is it's not a gun issue. It may not even be a mental health issue to a big degree. We have this uptick in young people committing crimes. Why is that? You know, you can't just say, oh, because they're millennials, because that's what people have said to me. Yeah, they're millennials. They got no guidelines. But look what we've done to these people, these young people. We've taught them that the world revolves around them. They don't have any way to deal with bad feelings, nasty feelings, frustration. We don't teach them how to deal with stuff. You know what I mean? And they never get that chance to get frustrated to the point where they're about to pop and mom and dad help them work through it. No, because mom and dad, the minute they see them start to get upset, they take care of it for them. They help them out. They make it easier. So let's see if Dr. Bridget needs to analyze me or tells me I'm right. I'm very curious to find out which. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Now, I don't know if I've done this story before, but it was sitting in my to-do box. And yes, I do have a to-do box, and it's not about chores around the house either. You know, I told you that there'd be no end to this, right? According to the article, he is the luckiest man alive. He lives with two girlfriends. He's having a baby with one, and the trio still share a super king-size bed. That's right. Because now, this makes so much more sense to them. A man and two women live as a threesome have announced that they're expecting a baby and insist that the three parents are better than two. That's right. Well, because, you know, like I said earlier, we all know better than God, right? He was already a dad to Brooke's son, Dante, now two. But now the London-born dad is expecting a baby boy with Jane. It's The threesome who share a super king-sized bed believe that the new baby, who is due in July, will benefit from their setup. Adam, 36, from East London, said, "It's so sweet that we all get to be parents and raise the kids together." They want to know why we're all screwed up, right? So where do we stop? I mean, does he get to have, how about three women or four women or five women, right? I mean, why stop there? Why stop with just two? I mean, if he believed in God, I'd say, look at, he doesn't have to replenish the earth on his own. We have talked about it at length, and we consider ourselves parents to the children. With the kids, our titles are officially Dad, Mum, and Mum. For us, three definitely works better than two. In fact, the threesome believe that their unusual arrangement could be the future of relationships and parenting. Yeah, okay. Sure. God. He also thinks that the threesome makes being romantic a little easier. Really? Wow. No, what he's talking about is just the lust for sex, not romantics. Adam runs his own business consulting company, Psychology Hacker, is also a stepdad to Brooke. Brooke's son, who's seven. He said that for us three people, works better because it enables us to manage daily life better. So many of our friends are in normal two-person couple relationships with kids, jobs, and all the other typical responsibilities. I see them struggling to juggle their lives. It's difficult with two people. Well, I've got to say that he's a wussy. No, really, he's a coward. Do you know how many of us raised four kids with two people? Three kids with two people? Some people I know raised seven kids with two. Oh, my God, how do they do it? My friend had 13 kids in his family. Good Irish family. Irish Catholic. 13 kids with two. And they grew up to be pretty loving kids. But I guess today you guys just can't hack it. So you need three. With three parents, we always have the ability for one person to look after the kids. As a result, we never begrudge each other anything because we all have lots of time. With three people, it's logically so much easier to handle all those things. We share the responsibility. It fits in our sexual preferences, too. When Brooke, Jade, and I first came out about our relationship, we had some criticism. Certainly people said we wouldn't last. But when we're going to 5 years now, right? It's not a fling. It's not a phase. We're a family. Yeah. And you look like it, too. Let me tell you. Anyway, this can't be good. Ultimately, this just can't be good. We'll talk more about this later. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. When we come back, mental health. I'm telling you, it's about the mental health. We'll be back in a minute. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you, whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, but just burying cash in the backyard. Let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
I married your mother because I wanted children. Imagine my disappointment when you arrived.
We are back. This is Real Time on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Don't go anywhere. I've been talking about this for the last day and a half now, as of tonight. I keep telling you, every time something like this happens and the left jumps all over this, that we've got to have tougher gun laws. We can't do this. We can't do that. We have to keep guns on. Hey, this is crazy. Nobody ever talks about, A, mental health, all right, and B, what's the new norm? What if we taught our children? I told you. Go get my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, all the things you've been taught to hate, and you don't have to. The very first chapter, absolutes, absolutely not. The left cannot have you or allow you to have right and wrong. They can't allow you to be able to say something is bad or good male or female, boy or girl, you can't have any absolutes. Can you imagine as a kid, when you were a teenager, walking through this earth and not having anything that was right or wrong or even real for all intents and purposes? You've got NBC, you've got the Women of the View making fun of Christians, right? Because, you know, it's okay because we don't behead anybody. So you can make fun of Christians, you can make fun of the vice president, you can call him mentally ill because he says he hears from a higher power. God forbid you should hear from somebody who's smarter, wiser, maybe even created the universe, you know what I'm saying? And to give you guidance to go through life. They can't handle that. It makes them crazy. Right? But they know better. The tolerant left knows better. And they're going to tell you how to be. But I think, as you guys have heard me say for years, we are doing our teens a disservice. We are not raising them up the way we should be raising them up. We're not raising up with definites. We're not allowing them to struggle in their younger years and help them through those struggles. We do everything for them. So now they don't know how to deal with frustration. They don't know how to deal with any of the things in life that help them become better people when they push through those. You're there to guide and help, not take over. We have a group of kids, a large group of teenagers that just simply, for all intents and purposes, they can't deal with life. But I'm just a radio host. I don't have a clue. I don't have a degree. I don't have anything on this stuff. So I keep telling you guys, I bring in the experts because I don't have a clue. I just throw it out there. So Dr. Bridget Melson is joining me. She's a marriage and family therapist. And as I said earlier, she's been on Dr. Phil. She's been on Fox News, CNN, MSNBC. She's been on all these. They wouldn't call her in if they didn't think she had a clue. Dr. Bridget, thanks for being with me today.
Oh, my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
You know, I'm sure you heard most of that. I get rolling. I can't stop. But, you know, first and foremost, I think we've done our kids a disservice. We have done everything but wipe their butts for them, and I'm sure some parents have done that in their teenage years. But we don't allow them to grow. We don't allow them to become strong people through some adversity in their early life. I mean, would you think I'm right here or what?
Absolutely. You know, we're just pacifying them with the almighty phone and social media. They don't know how to be imaginative anymore, right? They don't get outside. They're not creative. All we're doing, honestly, you know, you look at the typical media diet of a teenager or a kid, you know, tweenager, they're exposed to a lot of graphically violent images, ideas that are not ethically sound or morally sound, games. And as they grow up, their brains and bodies are going to crave more stimulation. You kind of know how it works. You get bored really quickly. We're not letting our kids be bored. And so we're seeing all these risk factors. We're seeing all of these emotional challenges. We're seeing difficulty at home. And we see parents that are absent. And it's going to get worse. We're going to see more of these shootings. I hate to say it. It breaks my heart. My heart goes out to every one of the Florida victims, all those families. But we're creating this.
Well,
disturbing.
I agree with you. And one of the things you brought up that I'm on board with you big time is social media. There used to be this cutesy little commercial. I don't know if you remember this, where the young lady sitting at the table and her parents were out doing something. He goes, well, it's so sad. You know, well, they're out there playing tennis because they don't have any friends. And she's on Facebook, they only have 32 friends. I've got 600 friends, you know. And it's,
yes.
Right? I mean, it's like,
yes.
On social media, we've created this world where you're not looking somebody in the eye. You can't see the body language. You really don't feel bad about what you say. We're creating an emotionless group, are we not?
We are. And, you know, and I hate to throw this word around. You know, I always say psychopaths are born. They're just some people. It's a very rare. They're kind of just born crazy. I don't know what else to say. Very far, few and far between. But what we're seeing now in this generation, we are breeding sociopaths. And people really need to hear that. I mean, that is, I've told a few parents that you are creating a sociopathological child. And they just look at me like, no, what are you, I mean, that's a big word. I mean, that's got to be tough to hear. But what that means is they're just closed off emotionally. Their brains are not growing like they're supposed to. The prefrontal lobe, that's the front part of your brain, that's our impulse control, that's our emotion center, that's our compassion center. All these video games, the social media, these fake worlds we create within social media is numbing and desensitizing the brain, and it's growing differently. I just last year was able to get a postdoctorate certificate in medical neuroscience from Duke University, and we got to sit there and actually look at brains, teenage brains, before social media, a few years after, and during.
Wow.
And the brain is atrophying. It's not growing. The proof is there. So I don't know what else to say to parents. This is what I do all day long, is you're dumbing your kid down. I don't get it.
Yeah, but
and they're not listening.
But Dr. B, everything you could want in life is in that phone in your hand. You don't need a Britannica anymore. You can go right there. It'll tell you in seconds, right? Tells you how to get places and what to eat and what drugs work with what drugs really good. You don't have to use your mind anymore.
You don't. And honestly, I think that there are good ways. You know, I speak all over the country to parents, doing a parent survival seminar, explaining to them how social media and computers and phones can be used for good. But unfortunately, we're not stopping there. We're just handing it to them to pacify them, right? It's the almighty pacifier, these phones. Mm-hmm. They should have little suckies on them. Just stick them in their mouths and wear them around their neck. So it's frustrating.
Well, you know what bothers me is,
yeah,
is that you brought up the video games. And I have said from day one, the video games scare me because they draw you in. And as you're working them, I'm sure the adrenaline's running in your body. Your body wasn't made to handle adrenaline 24/7. You know, you're getting the same emotional effect as if you were actually in a fight. And then as the years have gone on, we'll have to deal with this on the other side of the break, but as the years have gone on, these games have become so realistic. It looks like you're actually killing somebody, and it doesn't seem to bother the person playing the game. But we'll talk about that on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Bassini, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more with Dr. B when we come back. All right. So far, so good.
Yeah, okay.
I'm trying to fix your picture. No, I mean, you could be, we're all about God here, so you don't have to worry about that stuff. You know, one of the things that I say is I'm not so much for bringing prayer back to school, but when you start making fun of kids for believing in God, what are you doing to them? For real. You know?
Right.
You're not doing them any favors.
So. No, and you got Joy Behar making fun of the vice president. It's incredible. Stuff like that just pisses me off. Gosh, I'm gonna be with Vice President Pence Saturday night, and I can't wait to talk about Joy Behar.
Oh, you know what? And I'll tell you what I'm really mad about. I've said this a million times. Christians that were in the crowd that day, Christians that were there and actually let them get away with this, I would have got up and walked out. You know?
I would have got up and walked on stage. Probably got myself arrested.
But you see where I'm coming from. I'm like, you know, you can't do that. That's not right. Get back to nature. You know? Expand your
horizons with the they can because nobody's standing up. Nobody did grief. Stand
we
up.
We don't stand up. We don't stand up, you know?
Yeah, we don't.
For your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle, give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Message and data rates may apply.
You don't follow the herd. You blaze your own trail. And you're as adventurous in the kitchen as you are in life. Whether it's paddleboard yoga or Peruvian steak, you're the first to try new things. So are we. We're Green Chef, the first USDA-certified organic meal kit delivery service. We offer delicious meal plans for 7 different lifestyles. Paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, and omnivore. Want to be the first of your friends to try Green Chef? Discover our exclusive introductory deal by texting the keyword FUN66 to 543-543. We believe that cooking, just like life, should be all about experience and flavor. And by exploring dinner options with Green Chef, you'll try new recipes, techniques, and ingredients for bold, new restaurant-level flavors. It's like enjoying a new cooking class, but in your own home. To experience this culinary adventure, text now and discover our exclusive introductory deal. Text FUN66 to 543-543. That's FUN66 to 543-543.
Hawaii was a wake-up call. Don't be caught without a disaster shelter. Atlas makes an all-disaster shelter that will protect your family from fallout, tornadoes, and hurricanes for only $99.99. That also includes the NBC air filtration system, solid steel construction with an airtight bulletproof door. That's right, for $99.99 and up. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER or go to iwantthatshelter.com. Atlas Survival Shelters, the world leader in fallout shelters.
But after dinner, don't put any of those old cheap moves on me.
No.
It's different.
I have all new cheap moves.
Seems everything I buy these days has got a foreign name. I'm the kind of car I drive.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855 Real Joe. Some of you saw me looking at that cup. And my cups usually have a TS, what the heck's the name of the show?
TRS
on them for the Real Side. And somebody brought me a cup of coffee with little hearts all over it. And if you know me, I'm not a squishy. So I'm looking at this thing going, the heck, do I have one of the grandkids' coffee cups here? Or whatever it is. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And listen, I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us tonight on the air, in the chat rooms, texting and tweeting and just being part of the conversation. We have a chat room for those of you who do not like Facebook, and then you can find it at therealside.com. Smarter people than I are in the chat room. Or you can head over to Facebook. And there's a, I guess they call it a live feed over there, and you can talk to people smarter than I in there as well. You know, I do this all the time, and every week we pound this home. For some of those of you who, you know, you have children, and you've got them on these video games, or you've got them, you know, you got them the newest iPhone, and they're texting away. You know, makes me nuts. And we used to go in, what was the name of that place? Soup Plantation, right? And you said in the South they call it sweet potatoes or tomatoes or something? Yeah, sweet tomatoes. Anyway, you go in there, and, the you know, when I used to sit around, going to a restaurant was a big deal when I was a kid. And we would sit around, and we'd talk to each other, and yes, your parents would have control over you. They wouldn't let you run the length of the restaurant, so these weird kids aren't hanging out at your table staring at you when you're trying to eat. Right? But nowadays, there's this little blue glow going on at the table, because everybody at the table is looking at their smartphone. They're not talking to each other. We didn't do that. Even when we allowed the kids to have phones when they were younger, they stayed downstairs, they didn't go to the table, and they were shut off during dinner. Because if you're dying at dinner time and you need to get a hold of me, I'll pray for you afterward, because I'm just not interested. My food, my kids were more important. Our family was more important to us. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. Dr. Bridget Melson joins me. She's a marriage and family therapist, and she's She's been on Dr. Phil, and she's been on America's Most Wanted. She's interviewed by Fox News, CNN, MSNBC, and so many others. I want to read them all off because we'll not get to talk with her. So, Dr. Bridget, thanks for being with me tonight.
Thanks so much. And I love you talking about, you know, at restaurants and the blue glow. It's so true. It ticks me off. It really does.
I saw a family eating lunch. It's at a decent restaurant, okay? There's this little a stroller for the baby, right? The kid is looking up. Now, I don't know what he's looking at because I can't see what he's looking at. And dad is sitting there with a little spoon in his hand. He's glancing at his phone, glancing at the kid, glancing at him, like the kid's going to let him know when he wants more. And what I found out when I walked by later on was they had attached a little iPhone up on the top of the carriage to keep the kid busy. Like, we can't even talk to our kids anymore. We can't do anything to allow their minds to work. It makes me crazy. Can't be helping. I'm sorry, I'm eating up all your time, but it can't be helping these kids. These smartphones cannot be helping little babies and older kids, right?
Not at all. You know, we were talking about addiction, and it's like, hand your kid a beer. I mean, geez, at least you can take that away and they don't scream. Don't hand your kid a beer. But starting them, you know, the word addiction means enslaved by or bound to. And that's exactly what we're doing with these kids, is enslaving them. And you want to do that to a 2-year-old? People do not understand that, you know, I love talking about this. I wrote a book called The Parent Survival Guide just to really tell parents how serious this is. And, you know, you can see functional MRIs, which are scans of the brain. Again, you know, I wish... Oof, I just, you can tell I'm very...
You need to be. We are killing our kids in more ways than one, mentally and physically, and nobody wants to listen. So please, go ahead, browbeat them. I'm good with that.
They don't, and I will tell you that it's borderline child abuse to me if you give a child a phone much before the age of 15. And yes, you can write the hate mail, you can tweet me at @CallieShrink, have fun, but... what we're doing to their minds and their brains and what we're setting them up to is criminal in my mind. Our kids didn't get a smartphone until they were 15, and we have what's called phone sheriff on it, so we can watch everything they do. And it's not allowed at the table. It's not allowed at restaurants. It's not allowed when they are interacting with us in any way. They're allowed to call us, and they are allowed to have a couple apps on it, and that's it. And that's how it's going to stay. And they complain and moan and I don't care. I'm a parent. I'm not your best friend, and I'm not your phone pimp.
I'm so glad you said that. If you're a 30 or a 35-year-old woman, or even a 25-year-old woman, and your best friend is your 6-year-old daughter, you need help. You need to call Dr. Bridget because something wrong.
They don't need a best friend. They have friends. They need a parent. They need two parents. Can at all do that, that would be really helpful.
No, it's true. And I say it on the show all the time. You know, my mother did a good job, did the best she could do as a single parent for a lot of years. A single parent is a lot of years in her life. We had a lot of family around.
Yeah.
But the bottom line with this, the ultimate situation is two parents. It's the way it was designed. Right?
Yes. Yes. No. God had a perfect plan. And a man and a woman. Not two women. Not two men. One of each.
So you didn't hear my story before you came on, because there's a new thing now. Two women and one man. Three parents. Because it just gives everybody more time to do their own life thing and all of that. And I'm sure it doesn't do any damage to the children at all.
Right. Not at all. I mean, I can totally understand wanting three parents because we have three kids and one each some days would be lovely. But no. I don't know how sick and twisted and more depraved we can get. I don't know what we're doing to our kids.
All right, so let's get a little deep and nasty, because our parents weren't like that. Our parents spent time with us. Our parents, even in the frustration, I know my dad wanted to take me out a few times and he'd just make another one or something. But, you know, we have lost... even the parents aren't as patient with their kids anymore. It's kind of like, shove this electronic, shove this TV, shove this whatever. I saw an ad for, what is that, the stroller, the thing that you would bassinet thing where you put the kid in it. We used to crank it, right? And it would tick, tick, tick back and forth, right? Not anymore. Now it's electric. And if the child goes to sleep, it senses it. It slows down. And if the child makes noise, it'll start moving a little bit faster. I'm going, oh, my God, wait a minute. What happened to the parent coming over and looking at the child saying, it's okay, I'm here, go back to sleep, and you rock them a little bit, you talk with them, and you put your hand on them, and that's all gone. It's all gone.
Everything's automated. Everything. We're going to have little robot children running around. So it's crazy. I wish I kind of just stand back and, like...
So throw out a couple of signs. Throw out a couple of signs that people should be looking for in their kids when they got their face buried in the phone 24/7. When in your estimation, does it start to become a problem? Something that parents should be dealing with and helping to wean their kids off of being on that phone, you know, 21 and a half hours a day.
You know, that's an awesome, you know, thing to put out there. So what you need to look for, honestly, are changes in personality. If you see more rage, if you see depression, if you see that they're withdrawn socially, none of that is normal for a child. They should not be depressed yet. They haven't lived long enough to be that depressed. If you see obsession with violence, movies, video games, things like that, that they're obsessed, that they are visibly shaking, that they cannot, they're disrespectful because they can't get themselves off of it. All of those, that's not normal. Those are warning signs that something is going on in their brain. And if they don't get a hold of it, it's going to go bad. And your children, you're just setting up your children to see psychiatrists for the rest of their life and to be on meds for the rest of their life, right? Which is leading to this opiate epidemic. I mean, we could just keep going and going to see this horrible trail of what we're doing to our kids. The other thing is that they don't want to come out of their room. Their grades are failing. But also I've seen straight-A students that have addiction issues as well, you know, with video games and violent movies. So that's not always one of the issues or the issue. So if they have three or more of those, you know, the withdrawn, that they have rage outbursts, that they are really fighting you when you say get off of it, if they're sneaking it, if they are downloading apps that are ones that you've not approved of, and parents should know every single app that is on their phone or device, and parents should know all of their passwords, and parents should also put something like Phone Sheriff on so they can watch and go in and go to the website and watch at any time who they're talking to, who they're texting.
I am so in agreement. We'll talk about more of that on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a minute with Dr. B. If you've got kids that are on that phone all the time, you better tune in. We'll be back in a minute.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Here's how you get him. He pulls a knife, you pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital, you send one of his to the morgue. That's the Chicago way.
On GCN Live, that's the Genesis Communication Network. Head up to the website where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll, give me your email address. I send out one email a week. I'll let you know the topics we'll be discussing, that kind of thing. So head up there, give me your email address. If you want to find out what stations we're on and times, there's also a list there of stations you can go through. But, you know, you need to do a little work on your own. I don't spoon feed anybody on the show, and you guys know that. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Dr. Bridget Melson joins me, and she has been on shows like the Dr. Phil Show and CNN, Fox News, MSNBC, all the good stuff there. And I always appreciate when somebody comes on the show and I keep telling you, I don't know, so I bring on the experts. I don't pretend. I'm not one of those guys that says, I've got a lot of experience at this. I don't. These people go to school for this. They're in their offices during the day. They're helping families out in this case. I don't. So we're bringing on the experts so you can have a clue. And again, Dr. Bridget, thanks for being with me.
I'm here. Glad to be here.
You know, and I just want to, you know, beat up this electronic stuff because I think based on the shooter yesterday, what was going on and what have you, it's almost like there's no respect, no understanding of what life is. There's no value of life. You don't just get that. That doesn't just happen, at least I don't think so, at birth. This is something that's learned, is it not?
It is. You know, earlier I talked about, you know, born psychopaths, but then we're creating sociopaths. And I believe that this character was created. You know, it's unfortunate that he lost his parents, but he had some underlying issues that were really never addressed. You know, you look at the profile of a shooter, and I can read some of those, and you can let me know if that was him, but it certainly sounds like it. They're consumed with rage or envy. I see that. Socially awkward, outcast. He was that. History of abuse themselves or abuse toward animals. Bing. Self-centered, lack of empathy. Yes. The pictures he posted, you know, of animals and killing and guns and...
Yep.
Violence, obsessed with violence, yes. Triggered by an event, being rejected, yes. Triggered by his mom's death, you know, I read that today. And then we have others that will actually say, I'm going to go get a gun and I will shoot you. He did that all over social media. So here we go. Here's his profile. We should have seen this coming. I think people did. You know, it's a tough call. I don't blame the FBI for not doing anything, even though he was on their radar. But we are creating these monsters. We truly are, and that's what they are. It has nothing to do, in my mind, with mental health or very little to do. I'm more of a good and evil, you know, person,
mm-hmm.
You know, looking at those, and I think that's what triggered all of this.
Go ahead. Finish your thought.
Oh, and I said that falls on the parents. A lot of this responsibility of what's going on and what we're seeing falls on the parents, and I'm going to get hate mail.
No. I think this is wonderful. You all hear that? I say this on a regular basis. My favorite saying is, where are the parents? These kids don't... Look, I'm on a school board, a fairly large school board in Southern California, and I always say the same thing. When we get kids for bullying, I say, we can teach this kid all day long. He's learning this at home. They're not learning this in the schoolyard. So unless we get their parents in and we teach the family as a whole... This is not going to fix anything. Am I that far off?
You're absolutely right. We need the dinners around the table at night. We need parents to be present. You know, I always say being proud means being present. You've got to be present in their lives. The huge house and all the money and the 16 cars is doing nothing for your child. Parents are not trusting and verifying. Yes, trust them. I get people in my office all the time. But he doesn't trust me. Well, I don't trust him. You know, or I can't not trust him. That's fine. You can trust your teenager, but verify. They say mm-hmm. they're going A, B, C, D. They're doing A, B, C, D. Follow them once in a while. Remind them who's in charge. I feel like the snowflake generation is in charge.
Well, they are in charge. They are. Look at nobody fights anymore. And I don't mean that. I mean that in a different way. When the kids start to do a dust up, when the kids start to get nasty, no parents push back. They do what they can to calm it down. They don't want to be embarrassed. I don't understand that. I didn't grow up in that era. I grew up when you were being disobedient and throwing a temper tantrum in the supermarket, mom and dad were pretty quick to take care of it. You know what I mean?
Absolutely, yes. Now, I'd get knocked into next week lovingly, but yes, that. And you did it once, right? I know my mom's listening right now. Hi, Mom. But you did it once. Yeah. And after that, there was just a respect,
yep.
Right? We don't have respect. We don't have integrity. We don't have God. I mean, I'm a very strong Christian, and it really all comes down to if we throw morality out according to what God had planned, whose morality are we going to use?
That's right.
So I think that's what America and this world is trying to figure out now. We're piecemealing morality. and we're going to fail.
We've thrown it all out. And to your point, if there's no, and I'm a Christian also, I believe the same way you do, but I tell people all the time, if you're the highest power, because you don't believe in God or anything else, then you're always right. You've got all the answers. You know it. So you're telling me that, right? I mean, who's God? You don't believe in a God, but you actually do. It's you. You should be happy that I am willing to answer to somebody more powerful than me, the one that created the universe.
Right. And if you do that, you disarm parents. You disarm clergymen. You disarm pastors. You disarm everything good. You know, everybody good. And this is what we see, though. We see it on shows like The View, and we see it in Hollywood, and they just don't want the sin. You know, sin is fine. Do what you want. Be a man, be a woman, be whatever you want. Great. Whose moral code are we following? You know, it's just a big mess. And now we've got all these kids, this new generation that is completely backwards and upside down, and they don't know what to do. Parents have to step up.
They have nothing. I'm going to go back to what I've been saying all along. And I joked about it, but it's real in my book. You know, the first chapter is absolutes, absolutely not. I mean, think about all the things we're telling our kids. Think about what we're teaching them. You're not a boy. You're not a girl. You're not a male. You're not a female. You can marry whatever you want, whatever you believe you are between the years. That's what you are. We have what? Trans species now. We have transgenders, transabled, right? A trans alien, that's another one. It's almost
awesome.
It's almost like, and I do these stories all the time. People think I'm nuts, but look, 20 years ago, if you said that you really thought you were planted here by aliens, or you thought that you were a leopard, and you couldn't find a doctor to give you a surgery, no, you'd find a doctor that would probably have you put in a straitjacket and get you some help. Now,
absolutely,
we encourage that, because we don't want them to feel bad. What is wrong with us, doctor?
You know, as a Christian, again, I go back to kind of a blindness that's taken over, right?
Yeah.
But, yeah, I'm a believer that the enemy has got us so confused and divisive. I mean, we're dividing, and we are decaying because of it.
Okay. No,
I
want to interrupt you because we don't have a whole bunch of time, but I want to interrupt you because you just said it, and it infuriates me, but I can't say anything. I'm going to be a good boy. To our Christian friends, our Christian brothers and sisters who actually believe in abortion, and they believe that sex education should be taught in the schools, and they will not talk to their kids about whether it's same-sex marriage or any of that stuff. I mean, what do you say to them? You're not only a doctor, but you're a Christian. What do you say to them?
You know, and I've done other radio shows where I do talk about, you know, these issues, the moral issues, because to me it's the crux of everything. It's the foundation of our lives. It's the foundation of America. It's how we began. It's the foundation of life in the world is God's moral code. So I call out my fellow Christians all the time, and that's just a calling I have. And I'll get pushback of, oh, you can't judge me. Well, you know, if you look in the Bible, it actually talks about us calling each other out.
That's right.
Why wouldn't you? Why do we want to let you fall off the cliff? We call each other truth and love. That's what I always say. Speak truth in love. It can't just be Hollywood love. Unicorn farts and puppy dogs.
No, kiss on each side of the face and tell you everything. Look, if my brother's committing adultery and somehow he's got this idea in his head that he thinks it's okay, it's my job as his brother in Christ to call him out on it. Not stand up in the middle of church and start screaming at him, but have a cup of coffee with him and explain why what he's doing is wrong. We are called to do that, right?
Absolutely. Truth and love. You know, one of my favorite stories, and I hear it misused all the time, and I even get liberals throwing it in my face, about the woman at the well. And it was Jesus, you know, basically, just loving on her, right, and loving, and I love you, and you're forgiven, and blah, blah, blah. What's the last thing he says to her?
Go and sin no more.
Yes. Hello?
Oh, no, no. I think you misinterpreted that. What he said to her was, okay, you're clean. Go have some more fun. That's what he told her.
Right. Live it up.
All right. Doctor, we're out of time. Too bad, because I wish we had a lot more. Tell people how they can find you and, you know, read things that you're writing and that kind of stuff.
You know, you can go to my website at trinitylifesolutions.com, and you can find me at Kelly Shrink or on Facebook. Trinity Life Solutions or Bridget Bell Melson. I'm everywhere.
We'll put it up on our website. I want more people to find you. And listen, don't go far, people, because in the next hour, you know what we're going to talk about? Trump is thinning the herd. Federal employees, federal workers can be fired. And you know what? There's nothing wrong with that. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in just a little bit. Don't go far.